Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. A whole cast of characters today.
We made it back safe.
Am I now the co-host again?
You've always been the co-host.
Slash driver. Great job. Thank you, by the way.
I added chauffeur to it. I mean, if I could drive Hitter Cejudo to the airport, I can drive you guys.
You did an okay job.
Did a fantastic job. I had to sleep myself. I had slept myself awake all night long. What?
Because you're dumb as a rock sometimes. Thank you.
There it is.
There you go.
There we go.
It's his first day doing this.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition.
I will admit that I did wake up when you were screaming.
That was not me. That was the
No, it was
YouTube.
You. No, it was you. I were singing so loud to keep yourself awake.
I was. It was brutal.
You hit about Sarasota.
Yeah, I was.
It was rough.
I was hurting.
Well, the original deal, boys and girls, what we're talking about is we drove down to UFC Fight Night, and we will talk about UFC Fight Night in.
Because I do have a question about that for you, not about anything that happened. Okay. Just a.
The original plan was, and I'm gonna I shouldn't volunteer this information, mainly because we just talked about possibly going to the Deontay Wilder fight, which may require some driving.
Yes.
Because we're trying to find a flight, you know, cheap enough. So I'm going to regret saying this to you.
Okay.
I'm going to play stupid if we do go to the Deontay Wilder fight, and I'm going to refuse any of this information that I'm about to give you.
All right.
Okay? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
I'm recording.
The original deal was each one of us would drive an hour.
That was the original plan.
Right, but nobody said, hey, somebody want to take over?
Nobody volunteered.
Well, nobody will ever volunteer. Volunteer is not going to come out of my mouth at 2 in the morning.
And if I'm going to volunteer, it's going to be on the leg down, not on the way back.
Well, no. I mean, the original thing was...
Is that kind of like when we went to Miami for the football game?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, we're going to go halfsies. And it turned out that I drove all the way there and brought us back to, like, Fort Myers. And then when we had to run from the police, that's when he took over.
Okay.
Why did we run from the police?
And when you had an altercation with the guy at the 7-Eleven.
I've had an altercation at more than one 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, because we had the one coming back from the football game.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. That's
when you took over.
I thought you were talking about when we all went down into the Kimbo fight.
Oh, no. That one was fine.
I had an altercation across the street from Torta Pizza at a 7-Eleven type place.
Of course.
So anyway, and I will not volunteer or drive on this trip to see Deontay Wilder. His fight is coming up on the 18th. We also will have representatives covering the Alvarez fight this Saturday. And Big Jimmy will be calling in next Wednesday. This will be the initial Big Jimmy segment that we will do from here on out.
Does he require subtitles?
No, we understand Jimmy. We don't understand Matt.
Well, that's true.
But we understand Jimmy.
Okay. Nobody truly understands me.
No, we don't.
We are going to do, and you know, we play right into the hands of Matthew McClellan. Every time we say something, negative or positive, make fun of him or give him props, it plays into this big spiel of Matthew McClellan.
Which Matthew McClellan? Fox 13's new anchor or Knockout Radio's?
Depends on what shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, it depends. We will do another episode of What the Mat.
Oh, I love those episodes.
I'm sure you do. So What the Mat coming up over the next couple hours. Momentarily, 3-4 minutes or so, the man himself will be on the program. And that would be none other than me, Platinum Mike Perry.
The best. The best. Performance of the year. It has nothing to do with this fight.
We will talk about that.
He's a star in Brazil right now, by the way.
Let me publicly apologize and publicly give credit where credit is due, because Sean...
It's too late now. I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it? Okay, never mind.
Too late.
All right.
Too late.
What? Anybody see my video? It's outstanding.
No, but that was Sean's video.
Well, no, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to hear
it's
about it.
It's too late now.
It was your video.
Yeah, he asked for it.
I heard your video went viral.
And it went. I'm sure it did.
Everybody stole your video.
They did.
They did.
They did. They stole his video.
Yeah.
And just what's
including
funny.
The host of our own show.
All right, so here's my thing. And, yes. and then you can say whatever you want, and Mike Perry coming up momentarily. Here's my thing. Knockout Radio, which we all fall under, Knockout Radio got no...
love.
Love. And credit. There's another credit. Credit's the word. Knockout Radio got zero credit for the video that was produced by Knockout Radio. Okay?
That happens a lot.
Then the person who shot the video, Sean, got no credit from me.
True.
Which I didn't think about. I apologize.
Yeah, I didn't write the article. You did. Or the tweet.
Yeah.
You stole someone else's stuff.
Well, no, I didn't steal it.
Well, you asked for it.
Right.
And you could have stolen it because I put it up too.
Well, there you go. But it's first of all, I didn't steal it. Second of all, anything that comes under the Knockout Radio banner is Knockout Radio. It's not like I went to another radio show, another radio network, another and took it, which I will never do. I use something that one of my highly paid and trusted staff members had.
You got fed well that day, so I'm good.
Yes, you did.
You know.
Well, the ice cream was good.
And what was ironic about that video is in the very beginning, you can kind of hear my voice in the background because I was already talked to Sean and I said, hey, look, Mike Perry and I have the same haircut once again because last time we saw him in Orlando.
So
he shut me down so quick. He's like, shh, I'm recording this. This is going to be epic. And I'm like,
but again, this isn't about you.
But I was like, what are you talking about? And then he went into the dance and sure enough, Sean had the epic idea.
It is epic. The dance was epic and...
The fight was epic.
The fight was epic. And I'll probably tell Mike this on the air and to let everything out of the bag. We were going to do a performance of the night again. We did one in Atlanta. We were going to do another one for the Fort Lauderdale fight, for the Sunrise fight. And the four people that were going to come on the show of our broadcast in Sunrise was going to be eligible for the Jupiter bike. The Jupiter bike is outstanding. It's awesome. The guys love it. I love it. I know you're drooling, and I like it that way.
He's drooling because you're talking about Sunrise. He's thinking back to...
To the ice cream.
No. After the ice cream, before the fight.
I'm a fan of the...
Oh. So anyway, enough about you. So that was the initial plan. Then with the passing of my dad... I decided Tuesday night, even before the passing, that I was not going to go down and do the show on Wednesday, just because I didn't want to be driving, God forbid, and it did happen. We didn't do the show in Sunrise. So, last-minute decision, more by you than me. We did the show, outstanding show. All four fighters were on the show. Then I was up in arms. Do I still do the performance of the night? Do I not do? I have to do what's best for Jupiter Bike. I have to do what's best for Knockout Radio because we did say it. And I kind of fought with myself for 4 days.
Who won?
The left side.
Decision or was it a finish?
Oh, it was a finish.
It was a finish?
Yeah, it was a finish. So I'm still struggling with it. And, you know, if somebody was going to go in and deserve the performance of the night, somebody was going to go out there and take the performance of the night, they were going to get the Jupiter.
Who was on the show? Because I was not here last week.
Jim Miller.
Okay.
Ben Saunders.
Okay.
Court McGee.
Okay.
And Mike Perry.
All right.
So, Jim Miller, obviously, very impressive. Performance of the night worthy. I made the decision early that my name, my reputation is everything. I'm sure Jupiter Bike would have been okay with, and we were going to present the bike. Even though that, you know, when we were in Atlanta, the guys rode the bike. You know, we got to do some social media with the bike. So, Jim Miller was winning. Court McGee was the first fight. Jim Miller was the second fight. Ben Saunders, who had texted me earlier, get my bike ready.
Yeah.
And then there's Mike Perry. When Mike Perry entered the octagon, and I went over to the PR person and I said this. I said, Mike Perry just won performance of the night as long as he doesn't get knocked out. He might have lost the fight and still won performance of the night.
Yeah.
Because I've never said... Performance of the night is...
The fight.
The fight. It's performance of the night.
It's entertainment.
If you're on the show, and it's one of those episodes that we're going to be able to do a performance of the night with the Jupiter bike, Mike Perry had it.
Not only did he beat a tough guy in Alex Oliveira, the Brazilian cowboy, you know, that was a tough challenge for Mike. not only did he win the fight, he was patient in the fight. He showed his maturity, showed his growth in the sport.
I thought he looked awesome.
And he put on an incredible show and a pre-show of dancing that went viral, which is huge in Brazil right now because the singer in Brazil has like 13 million followers on Instagram. And my wife called him and said, hey, Mike Perry just used your song to dance. Here's the video that Sean filmed. And now they're
connecting. Appreciate it.
Now they're connecting. Like this singer and Mike Perry are supposedly going to connect. My wife's making it happen right now. I don't know how she's going to do it, but she's in the email tweeting, you know,
twitting?
Connecting these guys.
She's tweeting email.
But he's going to be a bigger star outside of the U.S. because of that pre-fight dance, which is great for Jupiter Bike because that's what you want. You want eyes on your product and people were riding it to be stars.
I say, if he's going viral worldwide, it's perfect. He'll need subtitles. It's great.
Well,
can you type that fast?
Yeah.
We don't have to say any words. All you got to do is like, it's like asterisks, like and sign, dollar signs. You don't have to really type anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure you need to subtitles or any of that. It'll all be good stuff. So, a great night. It truly was. Some of the fights better than others.
Sure.
Co-main event, there was a lot better than others.
Well, going into the fight, I mean,
it's not his fault.
It's not. It's not.
And everybody wrote this card off kind of like, oh, there's nothing going on. I mean, you can see it in the media row. Not everybody came down. Like, Atlanta was...
Yeah, you were on it.
Yeah, especially when Matt McClellan was on row two.
I'm always on you know, in pit row. But yeah, I mean, you could see that, you know, a lot of people wrote it off, but I thought it was a great night.
But that's what I say all the time. You know, all these experts, all those, you know, they look at names. It's not names. It's who comes to fight. You know, so I hate when people they're not there for the first fight. They're not there. You know, they walk in, you know, later. But when it's speaking of fighting, there's certain names that you always know.
Sure.
Our buddy's on the phone with us right now. It's very cool. Back-to-back weeks. Platinum. Mike Perry, how are you?
I'm going to smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't going to catch up with me, boys. Platinum time. Beat.
Mr. Perry, how are you, buddy?
Let's go. I'm doing good, man. We in this bit. You already know.
Wait, you know, let's get right into to Saturday night. We were talking about it to start the show. Matt has something to tell you about the video that's going viral in Brazil. Walk us through that because, you know, the fans loved it. Us on Media Row loved it. I know you loved it. Your corner loved it. Walk us through how that whole thing went down.
Let's go. Now I'm trying to figure out if that's going to be my walkout song for the next one. If I come out dancing like that, that might be the rhythm I need to keep. You know, I think the rhythm is a mental strength, and it's a place where I am mentally, where I was just so zoomed in, so focused on just, I don't know, man, just it's like a guitar string. You know, when you click a guitar string and it vibrates,
right?
And you can see it moving so fast, right? That's the rhythm as a fighter that you need to be on. You need to be able to bounce in and out like that. You need to be able to parry his hands and move his hands out the way so you can get inside and hit him. And it's like being a guitar string and you're vibrating. And you just, any time you choose, you can snap off in there and land a big shot or, you know, get a big move going. And it's those big moves that get the people out of their seats and jumping for joy and acting crazy. So those are the moves I try to do. I mean, you can see it when I fight. I guess it's the power built up inside that people are like waiting for me to land that explosion. And I mean, between the two of us, the Cowboys help, man. We put on a good show. I'm just happy to keep hearing that everybody liked the fight and they saw what smart of a fighter I was. And that's the fighter I knew I could be all these years. And now I know I can get even better than that.
You know, I want to compliment you on a couple things. Yeah, you know, the smartness of the fight, how you handled the entire fight. But I want to give you credit. When I talked to you after the fight, and then you just said it just now, it takes two athletes to put on a performance like that. Yes, you were outstanding, but you needed your opponent to come and bring it as well. And big ups to you for saying that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I've been in fights before where the other opponent just He never really opened up. He never threw a strike that would give me the ability to counter and do what I do. So I put myself, I made myself overzealous and got impatient in the past. And I know that patience is a big part of that. So I think if I could just, and I can, just stand in front of someone with my guard up and just flinching at them like that guitar string. I'm just vibrating right in front of them. And then I can make a big move at any time if they open up just a little bit. And I'm not worried about the takedowns or anything anymore. I got the grappling for it. I'm like, you know, I got to say I'm getting closer to being on Jacare's level where we watched Jack Hermanson in his whole highlight tape, every single person. He was on top of a mountain. His hips were driving in, and they couldn't move out from underneath him. He couldn't do that to Jacare. And that's just how powerful that guy is. So I'm starting to get a hold of that type of power. And being a 10-fight UFC vet now, man, I'm in the game, man. I'm in it to win it. And I can see a clearer path towards the title now.
In other words, you're writing checks and snapping necks, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what you said on the
checks and breaking necks. Let's go.
Right. That's what you said last week. What kind of responses have you gotten, you know, from the video? You know, we posted the video, and Amanda Nunes has retweeted it, and Mark Coleman has retweeted it. So many people have talked about it. Who has reached out to you and thanked you for entertaining them?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of people have a lot of comments on Instagram saying, you know, it's not everything I wanted to hear. Like, oh, the dance was better than the fight. Well, damn it, I put my ass on the line in the fight. And so did Cowboy, but I'm happy we could entertain. You know, the biggest one would be the Boss Man, bro. Daniel White posted it on his page and was like, this fight hasn't even started yet, and we're already having a great time.
Did it put more pressure on you because of that? Because so many times, and I remember a buddy came out to the Hulk Hogan music, the Real American, in Canada, and then lost. And everybody's like, you can't come out to something like that and not go and perform. So I know you probably didn't even have time to comprehend that. But as you're doing that, are you like, dude, I got to definitely bring this and win this fight?
Now, see, I let that go. I told myself that all camp, and I did. And I was like, I just got to make sure I'm focused so that I definitely bring it and win this fight. And but the thing is, when it came time to get in there, I let it all go. All the pressures went away, and I went in there and I enjoyed myself. And that's what I told myself was most important. That was the thing with the story about, you know, almost hanging myself on accident. And getting saved and realizing you could die any day out here doing any stupid thing, driving our cars, anything, at any time. So what I got to be scared of to get in that ring, I've been wanting to show the world what I could do and what I was capable of and the type of smart fighter that I always knew I was. And I understand this game to a very deep level, and I've always been confused as to why I didn't go out and show that. And this fight I did, God gave me an epiphany, and he handed me this relaxation pill of freedom. And and I just went out there and enjoyed my life.
Is it just like a light switch that flipped over that, you know, brought this maturity on, that brought this patience on, that almost brought a different Mike Perry that we knew from the beginning was there but is just now starting to come out?
Yeah, it was definitely like a switch, but I guess it didn't seem like a switch because it happened deep into the camp or whatever, and then I had time ahead of that to really let that settle in and really think about it. And I went out and enjoyed myself. Pain is still real. Like, I'm waiting for them right now to call my name in this Mid-Florida Imaging to do an MRI on my leg and from kicking him, and you know, I couldn't walk for a couple of days. I'm still limping a little bit, but it's getting better. But I have no mobility in my right foot and shin, so it feels like I'm gonna tear my AC or my Achilles tendon if I lean forward on my right foot, and that's just from kicking him. So I need that kick. That kick is so valuable to me. I've had fights in the past where my leg was hurting in the fight from kicking the guy, and just it threw me off, and then I couldn't use that kick anymore. I would kick a lot more if I could figure out how to kick without damaging myself so badly. I mean, his head hurt my right hook. I hit him with 13 shots in a row up against the cage, and so many of them were just right hooks to the back of the ear. Like, I didn't need to hit him anywhere else. A lot of people said some good stuff to me, and it made a lot of sense when they said, you know, that was probably worse than getting knocked out. That guy, because I was driving my car yesterday, and I might have had an eye ache, and I was like, oh, man, it's like a quick little migraine right behind your eyeball. And I'm like, I can only imagine what Cowboy's feeling. I hit him with some good shots, and he stood there tough and took it. So that's almost worse than getting KO'd. KO'd means that guy was looking for a way out, as far as I'm concerned. We were both fighters who were looking to win that bitch, and that's the best fight I want to win any time. It's against a game opponent. But I'm going to fight guys who are not game because they're so afraid of me. That happens to so many of these fighters. I mean, look at Ponzinibbio, the way that he's fought everybody but me. And he fought me with some smart stuff. His moving away helped him. But I see all the options that they have to fight against my style. And it seems to me I have the most ferocious power above inside the welterweight division. I think I have the right to that power. And I just saved the KO for the next one, man. So once I get this leg checked out and I get back on the books, like, I'll be ready to fight again because I love it. And that it was good to find that love for it again, too, you know?
Right, and I was going to ask you that, but before we run out of time, or really before you run out of time, you mentioned about you may have a new walkout song. So I need to turn it over, as much as I hate to turn the show over to Matt for a minute. Matt has something to tell you about that him and his wife are working on. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Mike, have you met or have you spoke to Gustavo Lima, the guy who created that song?
No, I have not.
So my wife is Brazilian. I mean, I'm from the same city with Eric Silva, and my wife is trying to connect you and him. I mean, you're a star in Brazil right now, bro. I mean, Gustavo Lima has
16.6
million followers. And it's
and he's
viral.
Retweeted it, right?
It's viral down there, man. So I'm going to try to connect that. We'll do it in my wife's city in Brazil. We'll bring the Knockout Radio crew. We got a free place to stay, buffets, miles. And we'll hit the South American tour with your song and your dance.
Now, and I've already tweeted out the Dancing with the Stars to try to get you on the ABC TV show.
Oh man, that's amazing! I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Let's go. I'm like a dangerous, violent Paige VanZant. You just spell me out. Let's go.
And then also, whether you're aware of this or not, we were going to do a performance of the Night Award. Everything that happened with my dad, I really wasn't sure what to do. But not only your pre-performance of the night, which was the dance, and then your performance of the night in the cage in that fight. You have won the Jupiter bike. It's in my car. We're going to get it.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to be able to ride around. It's a motorized bike, kind of like a moped that rolls up into a backpack. And you are the winner of that Jupiter bike.
Ooh,
from last time.
Let's go, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that. I'm going to need that. I'm going to go in here and get this MRI, and they're going to be like, yeah, you've been walking around on a broken leg. I'm going to need that little electric scooter Jupiter bike, but I'm about to go in here and get these. I appreciate Knockout Radio and Randy Harris for having me. Tell Gustavo Lima that we coming soon. And, man, I'll talk to you guys soon. God bless. Have a great one.
It's all good. Thank you for being part of the show, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right, bro. Bye.
That is
congrats, buddy.
Platinum Mike Perry. He is part of the Randy regime. A good guy, you know, and I'm glad to see what happened. I'm glad to see the maturity, you know, like he has said, like Dana White has said. And
even more so, he took another guy's walkout song, took the momentum from the crowd, got it behind him in a pro-Brazilian area because South Miami, obviously, a lot of Brazilians. So, it was a genius move on his part and an epic night to watch.
Good stuff. One quarter down, three quarters to go. Headed into the second quarter. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
Tampa This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details. 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
We're back in the edition of Knockout Radio.
Why are you saying it's so mellow?
Coming back live. Tour de Pizza,
do you really want him to be fired up?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Because it's time for What the Matt.
Oh, What the Matt. I like this episode.
I'd like to see where this one goes.
The last What the Matt included how I ended up driving Henry Cejudo to the airport following UFC 236. So can't wait to see what we got in store for today's edition.
Right. You can't wait to see what you have in store for today's edition.
Because it's all about me. I mean, news anchors are naming themselves after me to go work for Fox. It's amazing.
I just wonder if Eric is taking notes.
I swear, he still doesn't understand hand and all that kind of stuff. All right, so What the Matt? I know you have something you want to get off your chest about, Matt, but I want to have something first.
But I want him to speak first.
That's fine.
That's what I want.
Should I close my eyes?
You know, which he'll definitely want to do. Jacare's coming.
Whatever you did for Jacare.
He's going to close his eyes, too. All right, so we drive down to Sunrise, Florida.
That's right, we. Not Fort Lauderdale.
Right. We went to Sunrise.
We did.
He drove, but we all went to Sunrise.
We did.
We go over the Sunshine Skyway.
We did.
We went over it. Then we went to
Alligator
Alley, which is another toll road.
It is.
$3.75.
Then we drove the toll road back.
Correct? We did. We did.
Then we drove over the Sunshine Skyway.
Again.
So that is four toll roads. So this episode of What the Matt, Matt goes through the SunPass lane.
Which he has a SunPass.
Well, we didn't know that yet.
He said he had one.
But, okay. So we drive through the SunPass lane. And if you've ever driven through the SunPass lane, a light comes on. And it says, thank you. Or it says, low balance.
Go SunPass.
Something.
Yes.
When we went over the Skyway headed to Sunrise, Florida, it said nothing.
No, it was blank. It was a blank screen.
When we drove through Alligator Alley, it said nothing. I said, Matt, do you have a SunPass? And do you know what this episode of What the Matt proved? He said, I sure do. He lowered the visor, and under the visor, which is towards your roof, was the SunPass.
The transponder that's needed.
I said, that's what I said to him. I had no idea what to say to him. So he goes, well, it's here. I go, I got to be honest, right? Right? Yeah, I have to be honest. I said, moron, it has to be on the window. He goes, no, it'll get it through. He thought that they could read the SunPass through the roof of the car to the visor to the SunPass that we're not 100% sure he's even activated.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that.
I'm not, what I do know, well, I do know that I'm not going to mess up my window tint on the front windshield by putting a sticker on it. So I'm not putting the adhesive on my window tint. I paid way too much money for the ceramic film.
Okay, and now I'm going to respond. Okay. I believe it goes on the inside.
The transponder?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the window tint. I'm not going to mess that up.
No.
The window tint's on the inside.
It's on the inside. Okay.
Yeah, so
you put it below the window tint.
Right.
The whole windshield's window tint. It's all ceramic coated from Mercedes-Benz. I'm not messing with that window tint. Not to stick on a sticker. They can scan it with the little laser beam that's inside of it.
Then don't go through the SunPass because you don't
get a different one.
I never get bills for it, so obviously it works.
I don't understand this. He has a SunPass that he never activated.
Is his car registered? I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I was baffled.
I don't get any bills.
I was baffled.
I'm still driving.
Now, part two, the second half of What the Matt. You have an issue. We talked about it briefly. Sean wants you to bring it up, talk about it again, and then he has a point counterpoint.
Are we talking about the Barstool Sports?
And don't use the language that you use in the video, please.
No.
If Mike Perry can beep, then you
I
need
Mike
to.
Mike Perry to shame with the swear words.
Well, I really don't think so, but go ahead.
But no, so I have an ongoing beef with Dave from Barstool Sports. So everybody listening that's sports fans obviously probably knows who this guy is.
I don't, but whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody really knows him except he started doing pizza reviews. And caught traction for doing one bite reviews of pizzerias throughout Brooklyn, New York, Manhattan, and so you know I have a problem with it. Obviously, being an outsider, he's coming in and reviewing things based on what he thinks pizza is or what it should be, and you know he's not in our industry. He's an outsider. He's a fugazi. It's, you know, in Brooklyn we call them fugazis. They're fake. They're not real. You know, and that's what he is. So I called him out and I put him in his place.
What was the last video you had? Please recap that for us.
Last video was that he doesn't know what it's like to own and operate a real business in our industry or a hospitality. Doesn't know what it's like to manage people. And why would he review these family-owned businesses and affect their livelihood and the way they make money and the incomes that come in based on his review, now that he has a big voice and a big popular app? Why would he allow employees of said location be the ones to represent that family business and product? Like, why would you put that into their hands when they're just employees and they have no skin in the game and may or may not care about the family that owns that location?
My point to that is, why would said owner hire that person then?
Oh, come on, man. You can't walk into any business. I mean, you're in a day labor. You see it all. You got every walks of life coming
in. And I know who we send out and I know what to expect.
Exactly. So you wouldn't let that person represent Staff Zone if they came in and said, hey, look, Staff Zone, we're doing this for XYZ.
They do it on a daily basis.
What?
We lose customers all the time because of what they do.
But I'm saying, if they're going to do something official for Staff Zone, you want to put your best foot forward, you want to put your best representation forward, and your best employee forward. So in pizza, you would want to put the best product possible from the owner that's a true reflection of that family business and craft.
All right. All kidding aside.
Yeah.
Okay? We love you. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
I disagree with you.
You disagree with me?
I do.
Okay.
And this is why. Okay? When Joe Public walks through a door, of any place.
They're going to get whatever the employee puts out.
Right. So it's unfair, and that's why I can't stand when you know a drug test is coming. You know when the security guy is coming. The staff zone knows sometimes that they're going to have a security surprise pop test, but you know it's coming. That's the whole object of it.
It's like random drug tests on 421.
Exactly. Exactly.
But to knock your point is this guy's getting credit for being a pizza expert because he has, what, 600 reviews in his career? You know, I eat 600 slices of pizza in 4 months doing the pizza diet. So he's claiming himself to be an expert in pizza, which he's not. And so why would you let an employee where he makes a review and runs away and has no affiliation, but that review lasts for years? But everybody's a critic now.
I understand that. And that's why it's no different.
And a regular food critic review doesn't have any merit. Nobody really cares. They all want to go and check it out for themselves. But when a guy who's perceiving himself to be an expert, he'll say it in his video that he's a pizza expert now.
No, he did say that.
So when a guy like that has a big footprint and a huge platform now says that pizza sucks, his words are now powerful, and it's not true. He doesn't have the criteria to even review pizzas based on the same pizza. He's reviewing whole pies versus slices. It's not the same texture when you reheat it the second time. Like, his whole concept is flawed.
But if they don't offer a slice, they only offer... So your restaurant, you have two restaurants.
Right.
One offers slices and whole pies.
Right.
The other one only offers whole pies.
Right.
So if he walks into here...
He should do one pie, whole pie, baked one time, cross the board, same style pizza. That's the only way it's going
to
be fair.
But really, that's not true. Because if you're going to sell slices, that's what he's here to review.
If you don't offer it, he gets a full pie.
I'm not defending the guy. But he has to.
Well, I guess I am.
Yeah. But it has to be across the board even. And look, we're based on his perception of what pizza is to him. He's not reviewing deep dish, Chicago style, like Detroit style.
Matt McClellan will quit in 30 seconds.
I'm not quitting. No,
he's getting fired up.
I've seen him fired up before. It's not good.
On the 18th in Brooklyn, while we're there for the Deontay Wilder fight, if this knucklehead from Barstool Sports shows up, we got a problem.
I'll give you the address.
And you think a dolly through a window was something crazy? Wait till you see what happens in Brooklyn.
I told you he's going to quit. He'll be in prison, but...
I'll be in the same... I already know what
it is. They'll take him to the same precinct, right? You can get that video.
McGregor and I came out the same door once. We'll do it again. Maybe he'll be my cellmate. Bring your phone. I'll break your phone. I'll smack it out of your hand. And then I'll go do what I got to do. But look, I am the pizza king. I think John XD, we can verify this, 24/7 magazine, a good friend of ours who actually introduced us, calculated back 3 years ago.
I regret knowing John.
I have a question.
That I was at 10,000 slices.
I can turn them off.
I was at 10,000 slices in my career in the 10 years that I invented the pizza diet.
And this goes with everything. What makes somebody an expert then? In your eyes, what makes them...
What makes them a professional or what makes them an expert?
You said expert. Well, he's not a professional.
Right, because he's not getting paid for what he does.
Yeah.
Right.
He's an expert.
Maybe he's now. Maybe he's getting paid, but... He's not a professional. He's not a pizza guy. He doesn't understand the texture. He doesn't understand.
But an expert.
He's an expert. What makes an expert?
I would say he was going to have to eat pizza from across the country to compare apples to apples. He's just staying in the Northeast.
But that's all he's judging, though.
But it's New York style pizza.
But that's what he's judging.
He's done New York style pizza. He's done Chicago, Vegas, right. LA.
He's done Minnesota.
He did Tampa.
He did. Call it the Tampa flop. Right,
Clearwater Beach, your home.
But he's basing it. He's basing it on his own.
Well, no, Brazil would be first. His house would be second.
Third.
Jacare's hotel room would be third.
The gym would be four.
Right, the gym in Terry would be four.
Yeah,
so there. Clearwater Beach and Pier 60 is five. Is that your fifth home?
That's my fifth home. I live at the beach. I'm homeless.
Otherwise, after the 18th, you may be.
Otherwise, known as a busker.
On the 19th, you will be homeless.
So what makes an expert? That's all I want to hear.
What makes an expert?
Well, think about it. Think about what it is. Let's stay on track. We need to hit this real quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. We have in the second hour, our bare knuckle fighting championship is back. Dave Feldman will be on. Tito Ortiz at the bottom of the hour. He is fighting again. My question to him is why? and a whole lot more. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stat Zone. Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. We're going to talk about, the card, some of the fights that stuck out to us in Sunrise. But one of my favorite retweets, I guess, of the video, it said, "People pretend to be crazy. Mike Perry is legitimately crazy." Why I just thought crazy? It was kind of fun. No, it was just, he's out there. He's having a good time. He says what he means. He means what he says. And I'm rewatching the video as we speak.
Thank you.
I love it.
Shot by Sean Harris.
You did an amazing job.
Appreciate it.
Is that a tripod or is that just steady handed?
Oh, that's just steady hands, my friend.
I'm about to call you Cool Hands Sean or Cool Hands.
Appreciate it.
All right, what fight sticks out? Anything sticks out?
The biggest thing that sticks out is they called it UFC Fort Lauderdale when it wasn't in Fort Lauderdale. True, kind of bothered me a little bit. It's Tampa, St. Pete.
Well, it's like the Rays play in Tampa.
Exactly.
Which they don't.
They don't, and they never will.
And they never will.
But it's on the jersey.
I think.
Well, it doesn't say Tampa.
It just says Rays. All of them say the same thing.
Right. It used to say Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
But, the four-letter network and many people say the Rays. The Tampa. Let's talk about the Rays in Tampa, which they're not. And you're right. We kind of started the show talking about the Greg Hardy fight, which was ridiculous. It's not Greg Hardy's fault. I'm not sticking up for Greg Hardy, but it's not his fault. I don't think that guy had 9 professional fights. And like Dana White said the quote of the night.
Oh, he did.
I'd like to meet the 9 fighters he beat. They're probably all in the room right now.
He said
talking about the media.
And guy. The guy asking the question said, "Well, it wasn't me."
that was definitely... Definitely, yeah. But he said it wasn't a layup. He said that they don't set up fights. He said that, nobody knows who is, except for his team. So it wasn't a softball throw for Greg Hardy to be successful and try to repair his damage.
So this guy was 8-0, and then he got the call to the big show. He went to the UFC. He lost both fights in the UFC. He was finished. Didn't even go the distance. Then he leaves, and then he gets the call back to the big show. Where he's 0-3.
Well, he was 0-2 before he had the fight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got the call back up with an 0-2 record.
Right. So the co-main event, one guy was 0-2, the other was 0-1.
In the UFC.
In the UFC.
Yes.
Right. So it is a shame, but they're trying to build on the Greg Hardy name. I mean, I don't want to say
name you
want to.
Is that a name? I mean, you heard the boos in the crowd. You heard that.
That's what they want. That's what they need.
Well, they do want heels. I mean, it's a similar to WWE. You want, and I've always said this, the guy who's on my phone, the Ric Flair, you know, Terry really didn't get booed until he switched over to the NWO spiel and all that kind of stuff. You want people to love you or hate you.
Sure.
You know, the thing about Hulk Hogan, the thing about Matt Hughes when he fought, the thing about Rich Franklin is people would pay money to see those guys fight, to see them win. How many people pay money to watch Ric Flair? I know, yeah, you know, it's since has, you know, we've always known it was fake, but back, you know, in my childhood, people were like, no, it's real. I'm going to pay money. He's going to get his butt kicked this time. People are going to pay money to watch Greg Hardy fight Derek Lewis.
To get beat down.
Because that's what people want to see.
Sure.
Now, there'll be a handful of people that are going to be in Greg Hardy's corner. You know, he's this, he's that, he's whatever. But people are going to pay money to watch him lose. And if for some reason he beats a Derek Lewis and then he has the next whatever, people are going to pay money to either watch him win or hope whatever. But most are going to pay money to watch him lose.
Sure.
I think there's one person that was on this card that people would pay money to see. Win or lose.
Mike Barry.
Glover Teixeira. He puts on a fight. He'll either get knocked out or he's going to knock someone out.
Well, same with Andre Arlovsky.
That ship has sailed.
It has sailed.
It's more on the, I'm going to watch him get knocked out and I don't want to see it anymore.
I want to say he's 0-2-9. 2-0. What was it? 2-9-0. Because, like you said, a draw or a no contest that you lost, but then was turned over to a no contest for a drug-related thing. Do you really call that as a win? It was really a loss. You lost.
2-8.
So 2-1.
2-8-1.
So 2-9 from what you said. You can't give, you know, let's call that a loss because it was. I mean, Andre Arlovsky has had an extremely long career, but at 2-8 or 2-9, do you keep him?
I mean,
good guy.
He's good for the name. He's an ambassador of the sport, but he needs to move on.
It's just where we're at now for the UFC that they need so many fighters because there's so many fights. I mean, we haven't even talked yet about this weekend.
Right.
The other cowboy.
And not a bad one. Cowboy against the realtor.
He's going to sell some houses on his way up to Canada.
he may sell some property in Canada as well. You know, Elias, you know, is fighting. Walk mm-hmm. with Elias. Mm-hmm. It's just there's so many fights now.
So what are they doing for the banning? I mean, Canada has a medical marijuana. It's open. It's recreational. Obviously, Elias is a big, you know, advocate for it. Like, so are there laws because of fights in Canada? There's no banning?
It's the promotion.
No, it's the in competition, out of competition.
Right.
Out of competition, it's cool. In competition, it's not.
Right.
Do you not see Mike Perry's interview yesterday? He was getting high. He didn't care. He said, I'm celebrating. Let's do it. Just like any of the guys in Denver or any of the guys in Washington, it's the same thing.
Mm. Yeah. So look at
the Diaz brothers.
Yeah.
They got popped all those times.
Because they just didn't care.
They just didn't care.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
Is what they care.
It's like X amount of days, and they wait until it's that X amount. Do it a week before it supposedly goes through your system. I don't know what the days and times and all that kind of stuff is. Right. I'm sure you do.
I know a lot of things, but I don't know that.
The living in Colorado when you lived there.
It wasn't socially acceptable, but it was socially acceptable.
Main event? I thought the main event was good for the sport.
It was surprising.
That's why it's good for the sport.
Did anybody really expect that to occur?
We talked about it in the car.
I don't think
zero chance is what was given to
when I went to the
Hermanson.
When I went to see my friend Daniel,
who I'm sure that's who you went to see.
Dr. Ray's
Muay
Thai coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first thing Dana said in the hotel lobby.
What all can you tell us happened in the hotel?
No. So he said, so the call came in, Matt. No. But but the first thing he said in the lobby was
1-900 call Matt.
He's like, Jacare is going to beat his. You know what? And that was his first thing Daniel said in confidence. And he said, Jacare is sleeping. He's taking a nap. We'll be ready. He's going to put on a performance. Wait till you see this. And nothing.
You cuddle up with him?
I held his head a little bit. Massaged his alligator skin.
but
then you creeped him out so much.
You know what happens is anytime somebody's a friend of mine, they kind of lose. Like Ben Saunders was doing great in round one. And then,
so Ben Saunders is a friend of yours.
He was.
It's good. He was.
He won't talk to me anymore now that I
made him. He was a good guy. He still is.
He still is, Goose.
Jacare won't call me back. I lost If you lose to the UFC, they don't want to be my friend anymore. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure they lose on purpose, so they don't have to be a friend of yours. Some other fights to touch base on.
Hold on,
Saturday.
Before we move on too far, though, at UFC 236, Dana White was talking about how if he doesn't give Jacare a title shot, Jacare is going to kill him, right? Because he's like bounding on the door. Yep. When's it my turn? When's it my turn? What does this do to Jacare now that he lost to Hermaston?
He said there's plenty of people in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, he does not get a title shot.
So just like that,
it's gone.
One loss and you're done.
Frankie Edgar, it's what it is, and that's why the decision is always so tough for some of these guys. Do I? But the one side is, if you're going to fight for the title, you need to fight everybody. And if you think you're going to be able to go win title, but you can't beat Hermanson, or you can't meet whoever, so that's the fine line where guys have said, no, I'm not going to blow my title shot. I'm going to wait. And other guys are like Frankie Edgar said, if I can't win this fight, I don't deserve to fight for the title.
Is that where he lost to Ortega?
Uh-huh.
So he didn't have to take the fight.
Right, exactly.
Ortega was up and coming. He really wasn't a top-level guy yet. He just had a nice, you know, win streak and nice buzz.
And to be honest, I'm okay on both sides. I go with the fighters fight. Fighters only get paid when they fight. I get all that. But I also get, I'm not going to take a chance. One punch to the back of my ear, and Cain Velasquez gets knocked out, you know, by Junior Dos Santos.
Is that good for the fans, though?
Do you
want the fighters to pick and choose which fight, if it's good for their career, good for their record, good for their image? You know, like, do you want those guys sandbagging fights, like waiting for just title shots? Like,
well, first of all, you don't just sit back and wait for title shots. If you're told you have the next title shot, and then something opens up, the decision's yours.
The Rashad Evans.
It is Rashad. Now, again, that doesn't guarantee you're going to get the title shot.
Because that next fight, he was that impressive, we're going to give it to him.
Exactly. You know,
what have you done for me lately?
I mean, Covington, I mean, he was sitting there for the next title shot, and then Nigerian Nightmare came out of nowhere and had an impressive fight over Dos Anjos.
Right.
And then got the title shot and won, beat Woodley.
Stuff happens.
So,
you know, nothing is guaranteed in life. Only one thing is guaranteed. We're all going to die.
Oh, I thought it was I'll be your pizza expert.
Well, I'm not sure you're an expert.
we're still you know, questioning that.
Yeah.
What's the definition of expert? Look that up on your Twitter thing.
Well, you're the one that's gone off on the rant. You should know the definition of expert. It's not the Google. Because when you go there, stupid stuff is in dictionaries.
I'll say you have to have 10,000 slices under your belt before you can be an expert.
I'm there.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
We're all pizza experts.
I'm a pizza expert.
Anybody in college for 4 years is now an expert.
And I know absolutely
nothing. That's what we could do. Go to the colleges and give honorary diplomas to everyone that graduates. Be like, congratulations, you know,
pizza
you
expert. Pizza you. I did spend, real quickly, I think we have a couple minutes, but I spent some time out at the Bucks today. We talked to all the defensive coaches.
Okay.
You know, which was pretty cool. We talked to both. And when do we get to the point, and I know I'm not going to have enough time to really go on this rant, they have two female coaches. I understand they're female. They're coaches. Everybody's making, some people are making a big deal out of the first this, the first that, this, that. When do we get past it? When there's 10? When there's 15? It's the same rant that I had about, you know, African Americans. They're coaches.
Right.
I don't know. It just drives me absolutely bonkers, to be honest. It truly does. They're coaches. As long as they can do the job, they're coaches. If they can do the job and it's a male, if it's a female, if it's a transgender, if it's a Martian, that's just me. What can I tell you? What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuits?
Is that a Warriors reference?
You know, Sean's never seen Warriors.
Really, Sean?
He's making a big deal. He's seen 8 movies, and that's one of them, and he's making a big deal. I haven't seen it.
But on the way back from the UFC fight night, we were listening to Biggie, and they started out the song with the Warriors Coke bottle clanking.
Well, there was, yes.
Yeah, it was.
Is it really the, or is it just?
That's where Puffy took it from.
Puffy?
Puff Daddy? P. Diddy?
Oh, he's called Puffy now?
P. Diddy.
That's what it was then.
What do they call it now?
I think it's just Diddy.
Yes, he has seven.
Is that Sean Combs?
It is.
Oh, okay. He has 7 nicknames, like the Pizza Man.
Yeah. All right. Well,
is he an expert?
He's an expert at something, you know, that is for sure. So coming up in the second hour, Tito Ortiz, Dave Feldman. We're going to go back in time with the bare knuckle fight that happened a couple of weeks ago. The 22nd right around the corner. I will be there in Maine. A lot of cool stuff right around the corner. Episode 2, hour 2 coming up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.